So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is, of course, the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. Everything in the Cashflow Ninja universe is at cashflowninja.com. Cashflowninja.com, over 850 podcast episodes, tools, resources, programs, books such as this one, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, which is still available at cashflowninja.com and on Amazon. And when you grab a copy of the book, please screenshot a proof of your purchase, send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we'll give you some bonus goodies, access to a digital version of the book, an audio version of the book, a curated library of interviews of people, the ninjas, talking about the niches that I feature in the book, and more bonus goodies. And if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, you can do so at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. I am delivering golden nuggets straight into your inbox on a weekly basis. By the way, I've gotten a lot of great reviews and feedback on that. So I'm doing that on a weekly basis, putting a lot of energy into these emails, trying to provide as much value for you as possible. And then also, if you want to know everything that we're involved with, everything that we're up to, and all of the platforms that we're on, that's a great way to stay in touch with us. So go to cashflowninja.com/subscribe. Title for today's video, Bitcoin does not fix this. And for most folks that might not right away catch that title, there is, as in all asset classes these days, a very, very extreme maximalist view and very extreme maximalist messaging and advertising, if you will, or marketing done by people in our industry, in the investment space. You know, if you think about it, grabbing attention in the marketplace right now, isn't it the hardest thing in the world to do? I mean, we literally had a virus and a medical event that was the leading story on every single media platform for the past 2 years. And as soon as that faded away, my gosh, we had a war between Russia and the Ukraine. So it's very tough to capture attention, and you're in an attention game, of course, especially in the media world and the digital media world. And I started to see the messaging become more and more extreme from everyone, regardless of what asset class people are in. You pick your asset class, whether it's real estate, single family, multifamily, mobile home park, cell storage, assisted living facilities, whether it is, commodities, you know, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it is paper assets, meme stocks, you know, meme stocks are the thing, the only thing that solves all problems and takes care of all of the issues and challenges out there. And of course, we've seen the same thing in the crypto space, especially in the crypto space, crypto and blockchain space. It is very maximalist. It is very extreme, all the messaging. And it's just, you know, Bitcoin is the thing that fixes everything. Bitcoin fixes this. Bitcoin is the answer. Bitcoin is the only thing. I wake up in the morning and I'm smiling because I dreamt of Bitcoin. That's the kind of stuff that you see. And it's a very maximalist and an extreme maximalist point of view. And again, you're seeing it across all asset classes because it grabs attention. It's in all of the marketing. I wanted to make a video to talk a little bit about this and address this because I want to bring balance to our community and to all of our listeners and our viewers, because that's a responsible thing to do when there is just extreme maximalist views everywhere. So let's talk about that for a little bit. So, you know, Bitcoin, you have these Bitcoin maxis, these moon boys and moon girls, these folks that are just pumping cryptos and talk about it. And folks even brag about this on social media that they are irresponsibly long, 99% in Bitcoin or 99% in crypto. As my friend Francis Hahn, which is a guest frequently on the Cashflow Ninja podcast, shares, he always says like, oh my, I mean, this is, yes, this is very irresponsible, but it's not only irresponsible, it is stupid. Because as you guys know, I've shared with you on this show many, many times, there is not one single thing that's going to cure all ills and solve all problems. There's no magic bullet. And while everyone that is in different asset classes and niches are going to convince you that their thing is the thing and the only thing, you need many things. You need many tools in your tool belt or toolbox to help you accomplish different things. I've shared the stable of horses analogy, where you have different horses for different courses. You have different horses that will run better on different tracks in your stable. You should have the same thing in your overall investment strategy. If you don't, yes, that is irresponsible and not very smart, especially during the times that we're living in right now. You know, I've talked many times of different tools, different areas for capital positioning, different and diverse income streams. Don't be reliant on one. One is not going to be the magic bullet, cure all ills, solve all problems for you. You need to have a strategy with many different tools and vehicles in there, and implement and execute different tactics as well. As the environment changes, which it does, and very quickly, number one, you need to have a diverse and simplified portfolio that we've talked about to absorb kind of shocks that's coming in, and you need to be able to make changes and pivot very quickly and grab another tool that you need to help you, you know, address the problem or solve the issue at hand at that given point in time. So I wanted to speak to this maximalist view, you know, because I see it not just in crypto and not just in Bitcoin, but it's very extreme there. I see it through all asset classes. And I love Bitcoin. It's a great tool. I've covered it ad nauseum on our shows since 2016. But it's not the only thing. It's not the only thing. And it shouldn't be the only thing that you have. It doesn't solve all problems, cure all ills, and take care of everything, and quote unquote, fix everything. Think about all the things that it does not fix. Hey, how about privacy? People love blockchain technology. People love Bitcoin. It's not very private. It's an open source, essentially Excel spreadsheet that is available on many computers all around the world. So all the addresses there are public, right? So yeah, people love the transparency part of it. But in a world where privacy is becoming a bigger and bigger issue, it does not solve that, for example. It also doesn't solve supply chain issues, which is going to lead to severe food shortages. It doesn't solve that. You could have all the Bitcoin in the world, but if there's no food to buy, guess what? Nobody's going to take your Bitcoin. Same with medicine. You know, we have shared within our community that besides taking care of the things that you need to take care of from a food standpoint, medicine is a very important one, because guess what? There's supply chain issues all over the world. And at the time of recording, we have a war between Russia and the Ukraine. And by the way, there's again draconian measures implemented by the Chinese government in China. They're locking down again and taking people away in vehicles to, you know, isolation facilities, also known as concentration camps. And guess what happens? Well, that's severe shocks that's going to hit already very distressed supply chain. Food, yeah, Bitcoin doesn't fix that. Medicine, Bitcoin doesn't fix that. By the way, a lot of the our medicine in the West comes from China. Protecting yourself and your family and your home, Bitcoin doesn't fix that. When there's food shortages, people might starting to behave badly because they're hungry, right? Or they don't have options. Desperate people will do desperate things. Do you have the things to protect yourself and your family? How about water? Pretty important stuff. You know, if there's a power grid failure or critical infrastructure's down, like the power grid, you're out of power, which means most people will be out of water and then out of food pretty soon. Bitcoin doesn't fix that. It doesn't fix any of those things. So you need different tools to help you in your overall strategy, your life strategy, your financial strategy, your wealth strategy. You need different horses for different tracks to help you do different things at different times. So I wanted to just in this episode, just share this because people do get excited about niches that they're in and asset classes that they're in. And I see the maximalist messaging that's going around, and I wanted to just, with this episode, bring some balance to all of this and say, hold on, everyone. Let's not get sucked into all of these echo chambers where things get repeated over and over and over without anyone pushing back on it. So I'm going to be that person doing that to bring some balance to this conversation in our community. Because yeah, it does. My point is there is no single thing that solves all problems and cure all ills and fixes every single thing. Have a strategy, have different vehicles, have different tools, and have a bag of tricks, different tactics. And of course, have at this stage, especially, we've covered this in different episodes, a very, very well-balanced and diversified portfolio, and have diversified income streams in reset times. You want that because you want to be prepared for anything and everything. And again, there's no way we can see anything and everything coming, right? Every single person has a blind spot. Every single one of us has a blind spot. We're going to get stuff wrong. We get stuff wrong all the time. But the best we can do is challenge ourselves to keep thinking of what we could potentially have as a blind spot and even take actions to correct that. So all of our previous episodes where we talk about topics such as this is at cashflowninja.com. If you find value from these videos, please share it with friends, with family, with people in your network. We're really trying to reach as many people as we can out there and trying to help as many people as we can build wealth during reset times. And again, there's a lot of people that have heard about the shows and about all of the things that we do from people sharing of what we do. So for that, I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate your continued support. Until next time, live infinitely. If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.